The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there were a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just in case I don't get to see you on the way out the door, here's wishing all of you a happy and holy and a blessed Merry Christmas, okay? Because there's no way I'm able to say that to everybody, so I just get you all at once, right? Very simple message for you here today. Very, very simple message that I would like to share with you. And I'd like to share it with you by sharing with you a couple of stories. Because everybody loves a story. Okay, so here's the first story. True story is the story of a parish that put on a Christmas pageant one year. Every child had a role in the Christmas pageant. Some of them were shepherds and some of them were angels. And one little girl was the Blessed Virgin Mary and one little boy was Saint Joseph and one kid was the innkeeper. Now Saint Joseph's job was to knock at the innkeeper's door and ask, "Do you have any room at the inn?" And the innkeeper's job was to answer, "We don't have any room. Go someplace else." Okay? That was his line. That's what all he had to remember. And he worked on that line. And he memorized that line. "We don't have any room. Go someplace else." And he rehearsed and rehearsed until he felt that he was ready. And suddenly the big night came and they held the Christmas pageant. And Saint Joseph knocked on the innkeeper's door and asked, "Do you have any room at the inn?" And the innkeeper looked at Saint Joseph in the eye and said, "Oh, sure, come on in." And that's actually my Christmas message for you today. You see, in our lives, each of us is an innkeeper. And you decide if Jesus Christ will come in to the door of your heart or not. Our Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone will open the door of his heart to me, I will come in and dwell with him and he with me." And your entire eternal destiny hangs in the balance on one word. If you will open that door. Now, there have been times when we've opened that door and welcomed the Lord into our life and we said, "Come on in," right? Plenty of times. Of course, every time we commit a sin, we say to the Lord, "There's no room. Not here, not for you. Go someplace else. I think most of the time, though, we like to pretend that we're not hearing him. We're not hearing him knocking at that door, but he's down there and he's knocking at that door. And I'll tell you, your Christmas gift to the Lord is to open the door and to welcome him in. And his gift to you is peace. And this happens, and immediately, every time someone opens the door of their heart to the Lord, his first gift to them is peace. Which brings me to another story here this morning. This one takes us back to Christmas Eve, 1818. In a little parish church of St. Nicholas, in a little village in Austria not far from the city of Salzburg, they heard a Christmas carol that night for the very first time. 200 years ago, just this past evening, and you all know that carol as Silent Night. Fascinating story behind that carol. You know, it began as a poem. It was written by a Catholic priest. His name was Father Joseph Moore. And he wrote this poem after he passed one of the toughest years of his entire life. His country had been at war for years in the Napoleonic Wars, and the people were riven one from another with the deepest divisions. And all the people were so weary of the bloodshed, and their hearts yearned for heavenly peace. And so he wrote this poem, Silent Night, Holy Night. Well, that night, Christmas Eve, for some reason the organ wasn't working, and they were all going to have their music a cappella. So he took his little poem and he set it to a very, very simple melody, sang it for the first time that night, and the people were mesmerized at the beauty. And you know, there's so many things that begin as acts of worship in our church, and they go out and they enrich the whole culture, the whole world. You could say Christmas is one of those many things. Silent Night is one of those things. And it was so deeply beloved, it was translated from one language to the next, and it went from one country to the next, and it was beloved in Protestant countries, it was beloved in Catholic countries, and the most amazing thing, that song was beloved by both believers and unbelievers alike. And this for a song that was unabashedly, unapologetically Christian in its lyrics, with bold proclamations like Christ the Savior is born, and Jesus, Lord at thy birth, and Son of God, love's pure light. Unapologetically Christian. No chestnuts roasting on an open fire. No silver bells. No reindeers with red noses. No apologies. And everybody loves it, believer, unbeliever alike. Why do you think that is? You want to know why that is? That is because every human heart yearns for heavenly peace. I don't care where you live. I don't care what you believe. I don't care when you lived or where you were from. We all yearn for that heavenly peace. And our Lord gives that heavenly peace. And one of the most beautiful things of that is that hymn. It shows that our Lord gives that peace in a way this world never can, and he stands at the door of your heart even now, and he knocks. And you know the amazing things that can happen when you open your life to him. Amazing, miraculous things. Christmas Eve, 1914. The entire world is engulfed in war, the likes of which no one has ever seen, not since the dawn of time. And somewhere out on the Western Front, in the trenches in the west of Belgium, near the town of Ypres, a group of German soldiers began to sing. They sang their beloved hymn, Silent Night, and the music wafted across the barren wastelands and the barbed wire, the guns having gone quiet for the night. The sound made its way all throughout the trenches that night. The French soldiers heard the hymn and began to sing. And then the English soldiers heard the hymn and began to sing. And within minutes, all across the trenches, these soldiers who just hours before had been mortal enemies, pointing at one another, bayonet point and machine gun, were united in song in the praise of Jesus Christ. And you might have heard the story of what happened next. One brave soldier got up out of the trenches, and then another, and then another, and another. And before you knew it, the trenches were cleared. And these soldiers, sworn mortal enemies of one another, were laughing and exchanging smiles and gifts and photographs, and they were embracing one another as brothers until they were ordered to go back to fight. Ordered to go back to fight. Children of the same Heavenly Father. And yet look at the power of what our Lord can do in the hearts of those who open to Him. And what might happen in your life. Christmas Eve, 1941. Just weeks after the Empire of Japan had leveled a devastating attack on the United States Pacific Fleet in Pearl Harbor. It was the Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill, who visited the White House to talk to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Standing there on the North Lawn of the White House and motivated by no one's quite sure what, Winston Churchill began to sing Silent Night. And the president joined in. And all the dignitaries who gathered there that day, they all began to join in, united in song. And the sound of the music wafted across the White House lawn and out into the streets, and the people heard the hymn. And they began to sing in the streets, some of them wiping away tears, knowing that no political leader could ever deliver the heavenly peace that Christ our Lord alone can give. And we still live in a world that needs that peace, don't we? So badly. So much noise, isn't there? We've got all our political leaders squabbling and raising their voices and yelling at one another as though they're school children unsupervised by adults out on the playground. And people with noise, you know, staring into tablets, staring into screens, staring into phones, ignoring the people right there under their own roof, building up anxiety, building up tension, noise and distress and worry. And our Lord stands at the door of your heart this very day, and He knocks. Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, "It's easy to find peace. Just open your heart to Christ." She once said, "It's easy to become a saint. Just give God permission." He stands at the door and He knocks. And this day, please God, we welcome Him in as we sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests. Because born for us this day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ our Lord, the Prince of Peace." Amen.